If I can begin in a totally male chauvinistic mood, I'd like to ask you, Ariana, what's a nice Greek girl like you, presently a graduate girl in a British graduate student in a British university, what is such a girl doing, taking on the women's liberation movement, which flourishes over here more than any place else in the world?
Well, ever since I was first confronted with the women's liberation movement, I was repelled by it, and I use a strong word very advisedly. And there are many reasons why I was repelled by it. First of all, let me say from the start that as somebody who was born and brought up in Greece, I've seen and come across more male chauvinist pigs than all the women's liberationists put together. So I was very aware of a lot of discrimination against women and of what discrimination means. But women's liberation is something totally different. It's not a movement that deals with opportunities and equal pay, because these are things about which I'm absolutely in agreement. It is a movement which constantly and continuously denigrates all the traditional female values and the traditional female roles. And this is really the distinction that I make in the book between women's liberation and female emancipation.
But I want to talk about the practical issues on which women in this country are now fighting. They are fighting for enforcement of the equal pay and equal rights legislation of the 60s. I can assure you that, like minority groups in this country, those laws are not being enforced. The basis of our organization is not only to pass legislation, but also to address the question of enforcement, which addresses the question of power for women. That's a political situation. We have a political situation in this country where most of the legislature is male and dominates females and does not pass legislation of interest to females. We have a situation in this country where women are relatively powerless. We are addressing the question of power and of people being able to enforce things that are passed. It's all very well to say that you're for equal pay. It is not well when women are being paid $70 a week in downtown Chicago for working 40 hours of work, to sit back and just talk about that. We are the organization who is fighting to see that it's achieved.
Well, I mean, the first point that I would like to take up is what you said, that women like other minority groups. I've always thought that this is arithmetically and statistically wrong, because women are a majority group in this country. I think that what the women's liberation movement is doing is trying to gain spurious access to the rhetoric of deprivation and inequality by comparing women with the blacks. And it seems to me that this is one of the most fraudulent statements of the women's liberation movement. If I were a black, I would be deeply offended, frankly, to compare the suffering of the blacks through history and through generations with the plight, relatively unimportant compared to the plight of the blacks, of women in this country. Because here, I think this is very fundamental, and it really sums up what is wrong with the movement.
May I respond to that?
Yes.
First of all, I think you've forgotten something very important, and that is that half of the minority group people in this country are women. I think you've forgotten that, looking at employment statistics, for instance, there's a $2,000 pay gap between white women and black and white men. There's a $2,000 further pay gap between black men and white women, and another gap between black women. Black women earn an average of $4,000 a year in this country. Black women have just founded a feminist organization to address these questions. Black women are participating in the National Organization for Women. The NAACP and the National Organization for Women are fighting side by side against both the government and the steel industry to get equity for women and blacks. It is simply untrue that there is not a common concern. There is a common concern.